We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and we have an embarrassment of riches despite the lack of sports activity last night. This is going to be a wild ride. We are going to explore deep, dark mysteries. Okay. We are going to discuss some of the major issues that America is debating involving our teams. We have maybe the most dynamic general manager in the past generation, Ruben Amaro Jr., sitting here with us.
Morning, Ruben, guys.
And he's going to tackle, man, I can't tell you how many emails are from people who want to take a dive into what happened in 1993 with that Phillies team.
I know.
And all the cases of cancer. Rube was part of the team. We will be dealing with that in a little while as well, because so many people are very, very upset about the fact that yet another member of that team, David West, just passed away with brain cancer. That seems to me, Al, to be more than a coincidence.
Yep.
But I'm not a doctor, all right? Although I'll attempt to be one for the next 4 hours. However, I would just like to, a couple of things. I'm going to give you the contest now, right away now, because we're going to try to help somebody out on the very first days of their marriage. All right, now, David Uram. If you listen to KYW, he's the main sports guy there. He started with us as an intern, was an associate producer for many years for us. And then, you know, he just kept going up the ladder. And here's the thing with David, Al. I did not know this until after the show. Rhea and Joe Wechter, Joe Cocker, they attended the wedding. It was a phenomenal wedding.
It was beautiful.
Really?
Around midnight that night, Dave Uram, the magical wedding night, tweeted. He tweeted a sports comment. Ava will read the comment. Al, is that not behavior that would annoy a newlywed?
That's multitasking.
That's not multitasking.
Very talented.
And Rhea's the judge today.
Yes.
And the contest today is things we do that annoy our partner.
It's unlimited from time to time.
Things we do, and we got great prizes today. If you got something, call right now, 215. I got a wide open board, 215-592-9494. Ow, you can't. No. Even if, you know, you've already lived together or whatever, you can't tweet on your wedding night. It's indicating that you are not focused on the matter at hand.
You should at least pretend for the first night.
No, the problem is it is a matter at hand.
All right, Al, there's no reason to. What'd you do that for?
It's just there.
Because he's out.
Isn't that the whole point of wedding, that it's no longer the matter at hand? All right, anyway.
I'm not going to. If it's not now.
Yeah, it might be. After the tweet, it might be a matter at hand. All right, anyway, can we refocus, please? Because I would like to begin this show talking about what the country was talking about yesterday, the future, if any, of Doc Rivers in Philadelphia. And I would like to start with a musical interlude, please.
Ooh-ah, ooh-ah. Why do fools keep getting jobs now?
Why do these guys keep getting paid? Why do they have a job?
Why does he have a job? The fact of the matter is, Al, Doc Rivers did an awful job this year. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Ruben, your job was to evaluate coaches, managers. Did he do a good job this year?
Below average.
Below average job. Rube, we're off to a good start with Rube. Let me just recant. Al, he, on the other hand, does not feel he did a poor job.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he said most recently.
I think I do a terrific job. When I first got here, no one picked us to be anywhere.
Oh.
And again this year, the same thing.
They didn't pick any. What?
No expectation.
Yeah, none.
When he got here, we went, well, no, we're not going to be able to win. You know, we'll do the best we can.
We had a pretty good roster.
Number one team in the conference.
Are you questioning the merit of that remark?
It's a curious one.
It is one of many curious comments he made in the final days of this past season.
Right.
And that is one of the reasons that even though he has 3 years remaining at $8 million a year on his contract, that a lot of people have been speculating about what's going to happen to him. Now, people are even dissecting what Daryl Morey said. By the way, when you're watching tonight, this is where it's going to set in. That you should still be playing, right? You're going to watch Jimmy Butler face the Celtics tonight.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And of course it's going to be good. And I'll even give you a rooting guide a little later in the show. But when you're watching that, you know what you're doing? You're rubbing salt into the wound because your team should be there.
Mm-hmm.
And they let you down. And you know who let you down first? Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers was not only an awful coach all year, he was also a terrible listen afterwards when he was indignant and obnoxious and arrogant toward the fans and the media of this city. And Daryl Morey was confronted, Al. What is he going to say right after the season, right?
Yeah.
People are now going, well, he didn't. There's wiggle room here because he was asked about Doc Rivers at the exit interview last Friday, the public news conference. And here's what the GM said.
He's a great coach. I love working with him. I feel like I'm learning from him. You know, he's I think Elton and I and him make a great team. And, you know, we're going to see where this journey takes us, but we feel very good about where it's going to take us. And it's going to be where we have a very good chance to win the title.
Really? You got a very good chance. Let's just start by applying a tiny bit of logic. All right, here's a little sliver of logic for you. The man has been the head coach of the NBA, 4 different teams, 23 seasons. All right, in those 23 seasons, almost all of those teams were excellent.
Yeah,
he did not jump onto teams that were not already pretty good. Of the 23 seasons, he won one title in Boston over what? 15 years ago.
Long time.
Nine or something?
Here's what I want to know. What would make you think that man, who has failed repeatedly in different cities, even when he had great talent to work with, and in the process blew 3-1 leads in the playoffs, Rube, what would make you
think? That's a lot of blowing.
What would make you think that man is going to win you a title? What logic does that unveil to you that makes you suggest, yeah, that's the guy?
Well, the fact that he's 1-1 will give me some of that. But, you know, a lot of this is on the players. But I have to say that, you know, the best coaches, especially in the NBA, are the ones that motivate the players the best.
Yeah. Did you see them highly motivated in the last two games?
That was the concern that I have, is that when I saw them down, I mean, you're talking about down. They didn't even compete in some of those games, and that's to me is a reflection on the coaching staff.
All right. So, what you're saying to me is, somebody who evaluated managers in your line of work, Rube, you would be taking a very close look at whether or not you wanted to bring him back.
I would, yes.
All right. So he is not committed at this point to Doc Rivers for next season. All right. Let me give you what was going on ESPN yesterday, because there was a lot of conversation. And I guess I will start with Brian Windhorst. Now, he was from ESPN. He has been very plugged in. He talks a lot about the Sixers.
He was the one who insisted that there was going to be a trade for Harden when everybody said there wasn't.
Brian
so
Windhorst
in.
Is not totally convinced that Doc is coming back. Here's what he said.
The Sixers would be comfortable with Doc Rivers returning, but I don't think it's as open and shut as Daryl wanted to present it. You know, 12 hours after they had this disheartening departure, you know, he I think, was taking a negotiating position with the Los Angeles Lakers, coming out and saying, oh, yes, absolutely, 100% Doc is back. That's not a reasonable decision to come to after that. You need to evaluate things and discuss things before coming to that. So it would not surprise me at all if Harden is the point guard and Doc is the coach when they open the season next year, but I'm not ready to say that Doc for sure is going to be in that role.
All right, now there's a couple of complicating factors here, but let me just give you the other side of it, because Patrick Beverley, who later on, Al, got into an argument with Stephen A. Smith over Harden, and I'll get to that in a little while, but Patrick Beverley, Al, does not think there's any wiggle room and is absolutely positively convinced that Doc will be back next season.
Doc Rivers is not going anywhere. If I'm Daryl Morey, I'm not letting a coach like that just leave.
Okay.
Just leave.
A coach like what? Did he pay any attention to this season?
No.
A coach like what? What did he see this year that went, wow, the guy's brilliant. I'm not letting him go. Is he reflecting on what the guy did 15 years ago, Boston?
That's reputation.
Well, the 45-year-old guy?
The industry obviously has a lot more respect for him than we do here in Philadelphia.
Because we saw him up close for 2 years and he sucks. That's why. All right, anyway, Al, finally, let's make this a little more complicated. You got to go to the guy who breaks every big story in the NBA, Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN.
Bombs.
And Woj said right now that it's a waiting game. Listen to that.
Listen, the Lakers loom out there. They have slow played their coaching search. You know, they've waited to see, is there an established veteran, championship perhaps even coach, available to them out in the marketplace? It's not Nick Nurse. It's not Quinn Snyder. And so I think they'll continue to wait and see what happens in Philadelphia with Doc Rivers. I think in a perfect world, Doc Rivers stays in Philadelphia. He wants to win a championship. That's a team that is still closer to that than perhaps, say, what the Lakers roster would suggest right now.
I don't buy it. I think if L.A. came bidding, that Doc would love to go back to L.A. He doesn't like this city. He acted like a jerk the whole last 2 months here.
Yeah, I don't know. Doc's got an ego, and there's no chance to win there.
I know. That's true.
None.
But
there's no chance to win there.
Not good.
I mean, they got to pay. I mean,
well, you
money.
Know what, Al? I would, if the Lakers called me, and I was Daryl Morey, I would take the call.
Well, yeah, but and, yeah, but I don't. But would
and
you know,
I would warm the car.
So
up.
You're saying you got to trade him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't he traded once
Al,
before?
I'll take a third round pick.
Well, that's the
only
way. I mean, it's a gift that it happens. But if you're L.A.,
Daryl Morey's pretty—he's pretty shrewd guy. So he
you
may
think
be,
he could get that trade.
What's he getting for that guy?
If he gets something,
it's
at
an
all,
asset.
Somebody—it
is an asset.
Dumb
to you.
Enough. If somebody's dumb enough to take on the $24 million he's owed, you know what you do? You send him a thank you card and drive the damn guy 3,000 miles. Get him out of my sight. I can't take another year at Doc Rivers.
The Celtics traded him to the Clippers as coach.
There you go. They traded him.
Yeah.
He's highly traded. What did they get?
They got the Celtics received a future first-round pick from the Clippers in exchange for allowing Rivers to depart.
Wow. First rounder. Wow. That's a deal. We'll do. You're right, Rube. Don't show all my cards yet. Oh, really? You want a guy with a championship
caliber?
We really
want him back.
There you go.
Have not been paying attention the last few years, all the better. Let's talk.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Let me repeat in case you just tuned in. And Dave Uremow will be on at 6:30 to explain. On his wedding night, after a spectacular wedding, a wedding everybody's talking about.
Cool.
First rate.
Food was amazing.
He was, I'm guessing, in the marital bed with the phone.
With them? Well, that's good. Where was his wife?
And from what I understand, Al, he was tweeting.
Just tweeting.
Tweeting. He was tweeting in the marital bed on the wedding night.
The first thought that comes into my mind is, I can't be a sex symbol.
No, I don't know where we got that.
Well, that's from when I had them play.
He was tweeting on marital night.
Ipanema, no. Whatever it is.
They were finished with Instagram,
that's
so
just,
they went
that's
to.
Just,
they went
let me
to the
tell you
tweet.
Something right now. On Ruben Amaro's marital night, there were no phones around. There were no electronic devices.
Yeah, they
that
weren't
would
invented.
Be
yeah.
You know why? Because Mr. Amaro provided the electricity.
It's all love.
Also true.
Damn right. John's on the line from Center City. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
We're doing fine, but this Doc Rivers stuff, people are acting like he knows what the hell he's doing. I watched him all year. He sucked.
You're going to have to cut the fish from the head. You're going to have to take Daryl Morey out of it and Doc out of it. Both run accountable, and both don't want to be accountable. So why keep, why prolong? The guy has too big, like Al just said, he has too big an ego to change or win.
So you're getting rid of Morey already? Wow, we just got Morey. That's a lot of money for Morey, too.
$10 million.
How much? God, I wish I was a GM still.
John, you're like throwing away $50 or $60 million.
That's a lot of glue.
Yeah, trade them both to the Lakers for a fifth-round pick.
There's only two rounds.
I still love Kenny Atkinson is out there. Yeah. Great coach, the ex-coach for the Nets.
I do like him.
You might want to entertain something like that. Listen, Harden, we're probably stuck with for at least a year, correct?
Yes.
So, you know, we're stuck with him. We're going to have to make the best out of the situation. Maybe George Niang starts getting five guys, and we'll get a couple of guys on the team that make a difference in the second tier of five players. And if Joel Embiid decides to play a center role instead of the tallest point guard in the league, we have a half a shot. We do have talent on that team.
I'm with you, John. I you're thinking very clearly. I wouldn't rule you out for head coach. John, give me, what do you do that it really annoys your partner?
I guess cheat.
That's
John, stay online.
Bless. He went right to the source.
That was a little stronger than I anticipated right out of the box. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I would think that that's quite annoying.
I think that would ruffle some feathers.
I would think it'd be even more annoying if you walked in and you saw them. That would be a very bad start to a marriage. 215. I'm just saying. You know, try to picture it. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.